Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went. He went about. When did he get anointed? Right here. When John baptized him and the Spirit of God descended like a dove, lighting up on him. And God spoke up and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Amen. That's when he got anointed. And then we see in chapter four, he said, in verse one, then Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He went through that wilderness experience where he stayed out there 40 days and 40 nights without food. And he was tempted of the devil. And after his temptation, this is what we want to look at, Luke gospel. After his temptation, we're talking about the gospel. Amen. After his temptation in the wilderness, Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is what Jesus said. They gave him the scroll, and he found this place that was written in the scroll. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What is the gospel? Good news. Good news, what? Telling the poor, you don't have to be poor anymore. Oh, I'm telling you, the same good news he's telling the church to preach to the world today. Tell the poor, you don't have to be poor anymore. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Notice, God sent him to heal. And yet people say healing been done away with. I want to ask you a question. Do we still have people with broken hearts? That means if we still have people with broken hearts, God has not stopped healing because Jesus was sent. That's the reason he came, to set us free. So he has sent him to heal the broken heart. Notice what else? To preach deliverance to the captives, those that are captive by burden, sin, bondage, habit, disease, demon, whatever. Jesus was sent to deliver the captive so you wouldn't be captive anymore. I was born to be free. You were born, when you got born again, you were born. That's why you got born again, to be free. God did not send Jesus so you could be bound again. He sent Jesus so you could be free. So he sent him to preach healing, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. Now notice the next thing. And recovering the sight to the blind. Recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised. You've been beat up, hurt long enough, bruised, battered, misused. That's what Jesus came to do. That's what this world will do to you. That's what sin will do to you. That's what evil will do to you. Jesus came so you could be set free. Set at liberty. You don't have to live a broken, beat up, battered life, bound by disease, bound by hurts and pain and suffering. No, he sent Jesus, hallelujah, to set us free. Notice that's what Jesus did. In his 3.5 years ministry, he started his ministry at 30 years old, and he's finished about 33 and a half years. And so notice in Matthew gospel, what he did, Matthew 9:35 and down to 38. Listen what Matthew 9:35 says. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching. What did he do? He went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, it's good news. That's what he did. He was announcing, proclaiming the good news to people on planet Earth, those that were lost. Because everybody was lost because the new birth didn't come available to after Jesus was raised from the dead. So he went to the synagogue. He went about the cities and villages, teaching and teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Everyone, that is again. He didn't heal some sickness. He didn't heal some disease. He healed every one of them. Every disease, every sickness Satan brought to this earth and put on mankind. And mankind was suffering as a result of Satan coming in this earth through Adam's disobedience. Jesus came in this earth and he healed every sickness, every disease. Man, isn't that good news? But you hear people say today, because they don't know, that God don't heal today. He is a healer. You have to learn how to receive what he's already done. Because 1 Peter 2:24 says it like this, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. That sounds like past tense to me. We were healed. So in the mind of God and what he's done through Jesus, it's already done. So what's the deal? He's waiting on you and me to come and receive what he's already done. He's not coming back and hang on the cross again. He's not coming back to suffer any of those things. You know why? Because he accomplished what he was sent to do the first time. And the sickness, disease, sin, and poverty, and death, and destruction had all been defeated. And it's just a matter of time that the one that's doing that will be put away. But you and I, once we come to Jesus, make him Lord of our lives, we can live free of that. Will we be attacked? Will we suffer persecution? Will the enemy come against us? Absolutely, he will. But the scripture says again, be you of God, little children, have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen.